This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. We will take it a few words at a time. It is about virtue, the virtue required of all people. To Lincoln, the liberal idea of democracy was not just a political idea. It was a moral idea. It required that people be good to each other. You may have noticed that in this month of July, in this Declaration of Independence month of July, we have been also using the word fool a lot. We are building up to the recognition of just how foolish Abraham Lincoln was to believe in democracy, how fragile and foolish this idea of democracy is, and how personal virtue is the spiritual heartbeat of our body politic. So here's the quote. It was in a political speech in Illinois the year before the Lincoln-Douglas debates that made Lincoln a national figure, his breakout moment. They, the Founding Fathers, meant to set up a standard maxim for free society, which should be familiar to all and revered by all, constantly looked to, constantly labored for, and even though never perfectly attained, constantly approximated, and thereby constantly spreading and deepening its influence and augmenting the happiness and value of life to all people of all colors, everywhere. Those were Lincoln's words. We are all supposed to try to live by one great rule, a standard maxim. It is more than just no one is above the law. It is that all people deserve the justice of the law. Now, what is so foolish about this idea is that it assumes that people are good, or at least can be good, to each other and good to themselves. You see, Lincoln is already in the light and airy world of morals. Our democratic government is an expression of our goodness and a repression of our badness. One famous theologian said that we're good enough to have democracy and bad enough to need it. Lincoln joins the list of the wise fools who became so enthusiastic about this revolutionary way of life. He was enthralled with the American Revolution. It carried an image of George Washington in his soul and praised the inspirational words of Thomas Jefferson. And he understood that this American Revolution was about something more than just breaking away from England. It was a new moral gyroscope for human beings. People knew, wrote Lincoln, that the proneness of prosperity is to breed tyrants. And they meant when such should reappear in this fair land and commence their vocation, they should find left for them at least one hard nut to crack. That's what he said. Now, I'm not making this stuff up. Lincoln really said, as if he predicted today, prosperity breeding tyrants. The idea that all people are created equal was just a hard nut to crack. Such a hard nut would crack the heads of any tyrant who tried to take over in America. Lincoln, too, knew how prosperity, a good and prosperous economy, could become a breeding ground for a tyrant. And so this idea needed to be the barricade. Here's how one historian writes of the moral virtue of this hard nut, the idea of equality. He says love, whether it was religious or secular, was the gravity that held human beings together in a moral world. The idea of a wise fool has a long history. In literature and in scripture, it helps us to grasp the spiritual life of Lincoln, to see him in that tradition, and it helps us, it can even light us down, in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.